Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Always like it when we get somebody brand spanking new to the community who doesn't know nothing about what we're doing here and looking at me like, what is this that we're doing here at Substation 2? His name is Kirk Ike. He is the new CEO of the Upper Palmetto YMCA. I'm glad you found your way over here.
Yep, thank you.
Wasn't tough, was it?
No, sir. I'm going to get a sub after the broadcast, too.
As you should. I mean, that's the way it goes. You need to get the number 19. The number 19 is absolutely the epitome of what they make here. It has everything that they've got here in Substation 2 on it. So that's what you need.
I usually get number 5.
Well, I'll go with number 19 today. Yeah. All right, Kirk. Well, welcome to Straight Talk. Welcome to Rock Hill. Welcome to York County.
Thank you.
You live in Fort Mill. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Right. I call it, if it wasn't for the river, it'd be Rock Hill North, right?
All right. Tell us a little bit about your background before we start talking about the Upper Palmetto YMCA.
Sure. So I've been blessed to be able to, early on, you know, I was 19 or 20, had the opportunity to apply for a lifeguarding job at the local county recreation department and applied there. And then I applied at the YMCA and got the job at the Y. And I was a architecture major at the University of Florida and wanted to be an architect, and I started working for the Y, and you know, really loved it. And you know, the staff at the time, lady by the name of Liz Stark, she says, "You know, Kirk, you're pretty good at this Y stuff. You ever thought about working for the Y?" And I said, "What do you mean, like as a job?" And you know, a lot of young people, I was no exception. We really don't know what we want to do when we're young, and sometimes it works out where, you know, you fall into it, and sometimes you might later in life you figure it out. So I was blessed to figure it out early on and started working in the Y full time in 1990. My first Y job was in Selma, Alabama. And then, you know, just been blessed to do almost every job in the Y over the past 20 plus years and really get to know all the aspects of what we do and how we do it. And so, real excited to be up here in this part of the state. And I will tell you, springtime is a good time to move.
So where were you before you moved on up here?
Sure. I was in Lakeland, Florida, Polk County, which is in between Tampa and Orlando. And, you know, fast-growing area of the state. We had a really great YMCA association. So, you know, and you know, what's great about the YMCA is there's 2,200 plus associations in the country. So if you do a good job and you have a good track record, you have the opportunity to really manage your career.
So how did this slot come across your radar screen?
Yeah, so the National Y posts vacancies, and I was the Y director in Athens, Georgia for 12 years. And so I know most of the CEOs in this area. Rick Caleb in Spartanburg, South Carolina, good friend of mine. And, you know, so I knew Mo was about to retire, and I've known Mo for a good 15, 20 plus years. So I knew.
Tell me you haven't played golf with him.
I have played golf.
is he any good?
Just stand behind him. You know, I'm kidding, Mo. But, you know, why professionals? It's a small family. And when we get together, it's a lot of fun. And so, you know, we have a great state alliance. Bernie Whitson's our local state director. Great group of YMCAs in the state. So the opportunity to move back to a part of the country that I absolutely love, and it's not just me, a lot of people do. This is it's the reason people live here. And so
nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina.
Yeah, and it's not north or south, it's the Carolinas.
That's exactly right.
And so, you know, we love this area. My wife said, this is it. We're never moving again. And she was like, you can move, but I'm staying here.
You have children?
I have a 15-year-old son, Josh, and a 10-year-old daughter named Addie, who actually turns 11 tomorrow.
How about that? Happy birthday,
yeah,
Addie.
Happy birthday in the middle of COVID. So, but we're going to make it a special day for her. And so, you know, uprooting your family is never easy. But, you know, we really have a strong faith that God opens and closes doors. And we're right where we're supposed to be.
Well, he gave you quite a door to come into from a lot of perspectives. Number one, you just referenced, who would have ever thought that you would walk in to, hi, I'm the new CEO, and we're shutting down the place. That was not an easy decision.
No, and you know, as everybody knows, just unique times and unique circumstances. And so, you know, it's really given us an opportunity to kind of self-assess, you know, what's important to us as a why. And we're just excited to be able to get back to business of what we do best, and that's, you know, building strong kids and strong families and strong communities. And so, you know, how do we do that, and what does that look like? And that's the big challenge, is what's the new norm?
Well, good question. First of all, this is a large YMCA, is it not? I mean, we've got, what, 15 branches?
It's the largest Y in the state. You know, sorry, Greenville. No, a lot of facets to our association. We have flagship facilities, and then we have community, really needed community-driven YMCA. So we have a very diverse group of offerings, of facilities, of staff. And so there's a lot to, you know, there's a lot to love about our association.
You also have an awful, and this used to drive Mobile nuts, but as the community grows, so too do the numbers of those who are competing with you. We've got a number of competitors out there. But I've always maintained there's enough pie out there for everybody to gobble up. And the Y seems to have thrived despite all the competition.
Absolutely. And, you know, when it comes to competition, the thing I'll tell our staff, and they'll hear me give, we call it Kirkisms. And it's just kind of my belief on things. You know, there's enough people to, you know, when you look at the unfit population, 80% of the people are unfit. And we know this statistically when you look at the obese rate. So, you know, if our community can really tackle, you know, we're talking about COVID. Well, people with diabetes, COVID really attacks them heavily. So the YMCA, we do a diabetes prevention program. We do a Live Strong program for cancer survivors and individuals who are going through cancer. We have a grant from the National Y to do a hypertension program. So, you know, when it's safe to return to that type of programming, we're excited to be able to really be a, you know, build up the health of our community.
And I think that's probably what sets the Y apart from your competition. You're not just a fitness facility. I mean, you've heard it said before, the Y is there from cradle to grave.
Yeah.
And you've got all these different types of programs, whether it be summer camp, whether it be aerobics, whether it be spinning, the classes go on and on and on, but you just mentioned a couple I was not aware of, classes for diabetes, people mm-hmm. who are, you know, recovering from cancer surgery, what have you.
Yeah. So, I mean, typically, you know, the health and wellness component for YMCAs is obviously a big part of what we do. But I always look at the YMCA, most Y staff, we're programmers at heart. And so 60% of what we do is core programmings, the traditional programs that people know and love about the Y is, you know, you mentioned it, aquatic, summer camp, youth sports. We also do a lot of non-core programming, so tutoring. Most of our members probably don't know that tutoring is part of what we do. You know, learn to swim, the kindergarten learn to swim program. So if there's a program out there, there's a need, you can bet that there's a YMCA addressing it. And so that's our challenge is, you know, where can the Y fill that need that is unmet?
One of the things that I think from time to time in the history of the Y and how the world keeps changing is, what that C means in YMCA. And I have never noticed this Y, the Upper Palmetto YMCA, being shy about emphasizing the Christian aspects of the YMCA.
Sure, and that's the foundation of what, you know, we started at as a small, you know, meeting room at a railroad station for men to go and read about the Bible. So we've evolved from that early days to what we have today. So no doubt that the C and the YMCA is active in our association, will be active in, you know, we talk about church partnerships. We have a number of church partnerships where those churches actually meet at the YMCA on Sundays. And we're looking to build on that. We're in the process of building a new YMCA in Indian Land. You know, so that C is part of us. And the nice thing is we're able to do it, and we don't have to get permission. you know, and so we don't have to go to any government entity and say, are we allowed to do this? So that's, you know, it's great to be able to have that, you know, that piece still alive and viable in our facilities and in our staff.
All right, let's talk a little bit about what we've got here. The YMCA, the Upper Palmetto YMCA, 15 branches.
Yes, sir.
Spreading all the way from Chester to Indian Land to over in York and Lake Wylie, correct?
Correct.
All right. You employ how many people? And I know this is a combination of full-time, part-time, but what do you...
It's about 900 plus staff, about 55 full-time staff. So a lot of our staff are part-time that work for us, you know, 2, 3, 4 years, and then they're off to bigger and better things.
Right.
But we're blessed to be able to have a good group of young people and active older adults that work for us. So
your membership, what's your total membership now?
Right now it's about 44,000. Obviously COVID has put some of those memberships on hold. You know, so that's going to be a you know, the big challenge for us is as we come out of the closures that have been mandated, you know, what's the appetite for coming back out in the public and coming into restaurants and businesses in the YMCA? And you know, we're going to see.
So the Upper Palmetto YMCA facilities have been shuttered since what? About the middle, the latter part of March?
Yes, sir, for about 5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Yeah.
And during that five-week period, you have not been letting the grass grow. I mean, I've seen a little beehives of activities as I go by the various branches.
Yeah, so we kept a number of our staff, you know, still employed. And so it really has given us opportunity to kind of do a lot of things that we wouldn't have been able to have time to do or the opportunity to do. So a lot of cleaning, a lot of painting, a lot of mechanical repair. So, you know, it's I'm not going to say it's been a blessing, but it's been an opportunity to really take a look at our facilities and you know, at a deeper level and with a more stringent eye, I guess you would say.
So there's certainly, like most businesses that I'm aware of, there's been a financial impact as
sure.
a result of COVID-19.
Yes, sir.
I mean, members not coming in and not paying dues and what have you, not doing child care, which is a big part of your business.
Yes, sir.
That's obviously given you another challenge to deal with.
Yeah, and you know, I try. We have a really great finance director, Chris Samorski, and you know, we're pretty smart with what we do and how we do it. But no doubt, there are some unknowns that you know, the next several months are going to be a challenge. And it's not just us, it's every business. So if I sound like I'm complaining just about our situation, it's every business. And so we're going to have to manage, you know, I told my staff the other day, I'm the new CEO. They're going to figure out what my worth is here shortly.
And trial by fire, huh?
Trial by fire. So, but I will tell you that we were blessed to have the board and the staff that we do have. And we're going to be smart with what we do, and we have some great members that love us and that have stuck with us through the past couple months, and we're excited to be able to open our facilities back up and be there for them.
And we're going to talk about that in detail when we get to the next part of the program. So you've been doing a lot of painting and repairing and what have you, in this short period of time, because you've had an opportunity to really look at these facilities without people in them, have you found any major cracks in the dam as far as the structures or stuff that you didn't know was about to happen? Looks like it's going to happen.
No, but the board and the key staff, they're actually working on it right now. We're doing a full assessment of all the facilities. You know, and you know, if you manage facilities, you know, roofs and HVAC units are always a big cost. And so what's our plan for addressing the replacement and repair of those components? One of the things that I'd love to do now, I just can't get them, as I'm a big believer in UV lights in ductworks. I have them at my house, and I had them at my previous YMCA. So, you know, you put UV lights in the ductwork, you put it in the A-coil, and it really, we didn't do it for COVID. We did it to keep the mold out of the system. Mm-hmm. And so we know that mold grows in dark, wet places. And so we're going to take a look at all of our systems and really make sure the air that is being recirculated is healthy, not only for our members, but for our staff. You know, we're changing our filters on a regular basis. So we're going to deep dive into that over the next month or so. Unfortunately, the things that I want to be able to purchase to do some of that sanitation, we just can't get it.
Big money.
Well, it's not necessarily big money. It's just the product's not there. And so, you know, it's just like anything else related to COVID is hand sanitizer.
Oh, yeah.
Try getting that. UV lights for HVA systems, you can't get them. So, but hopefully by the end of the year, we will have assessed our systems and made some changes to, you know, ensure a higher level of air quality.
All right, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, Kirk, you got to get used to this now. We hang out here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Everybody comes here for one reason, fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. The magical way they do it is in these white letters, and we all say it together at the count of three. Are you ready, huh? All right. You got it. It's just slice, 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 garden, garden, garden. Right. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, 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 garden. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
There are lots of reasons why people like dining at Substation 2.
The food, the number 19 is the best.
When I want lunch, I come to Substation 2 because I can't remember never not coming here.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Our lives have changed tremendously lately. Founders Federal Credit Union wants you to know we are here for you. While our world right now may be uncertain, your money at Founders is not. Founders Federal Credit Union is fully backed by the NCUA, and Founders members have many ways to access their money at Founders. Our drive-thrus remain open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, emergency room director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Does your business need to operate more efficiently? Whether you're uploading or sharing large data files, using web-based applications, or streaming high-definition video, businesses demand more bandwidth. Comporium's Business Class Internet with speeds up to 1 gig and dedicated Ethernet options can meet any of these needs. Keep your business growing and growing efficiently. Call Comporium Business Services and learn more about business class internet options or go online to Comporium.com.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
Don't resign your retirement plan to some rule of thumb. Your own personal retirement is unique to you and your family. Give our common sense investing approach a shot. Anderson Griggs Investments, a genuine money manager right here in Rock Hill. 324-5044 or online at andersongriggs.com.
Have you ever wondered why so many people enjoy dining at Substation 2?
The food is really good, and it's a great price.
The hot meatball subs with jalapenos.
A good deal for a delicious sandwich.
I'm Charlie Ruffalo, and I guarantee you'll feel the same way after eating here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Mr. Kirk Ike, the new CEO of the Upper Palmetto YMCA, is with us today. He's been here about 5 weeks. He's got a trial by fire. He's had to close all the YMCAs down, make 44,000 members happy, try to understand what the heck he's doing. But he's got it in tow. He's doing all right. Now, ladies and gentlemen, get out your crayons and get ready for we're going to reopen the Y's 101 and see if you can follow the bouncing ball here. So, Mr. Ike, I'm going to let you have the microphone and tell them what we're going to do in week number one.
Sure. So we're going to take a measured approach, and I would say a common sense approach to how we open our facilities back. So we've identified three facilities, the CSD YMCA up near Clover, the Charlotte Avenue YMCA, and then the Baxter Close YMCA. So those facilities will be open on Monday on a limited basis. It's a adjusted schedule, but it'll be 7 to 7 Monday through Friday, 8 to 2 on Saturday, and then 1 to 5 on Sunday. So that'll be week one. And the components of the facility, there won't be child watch. There won't be any gym play pools. Locker rooms will be closed. So it'll be primarily just the fitness center for week one.
So if you come and you work up a sweat, go home and jump in your own shower.
Pretty much.
No, that is. That's it.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Or just bring some deodorant. And
I got to find out more about where you came from.
And what kind of deodorant, right? Old Spice.
That's week number one.
All right. Yes, sir.
And none of the specialized programs.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, so week two, we'll open up the rest of our facilities. So you mentioned we have 15 facilities. One of those facilities is our resident camp, Camp Cherokee. But the other 14 facilities will open up on week two. And that will be similar to the week one as far as the hours and the facility components that we're opening up. Week three is...
We're still doing the 7 to 7 routine?
Yes, sir.
No showers,
no pool. I know.
No showers, no pool, no manning. All right, let's get to number three.
Week three, the indoor pools will open back up. Gym space will open back up. Locker rooms, no programming. But Child Watch does come back. So, you know, with moms or dad who have kids and they want to be able to come to the Y, they'll have to trade off right now. But week three, we'll have Child Watch available. Under the guidelines, I mean, the difficult thing for us is how do we adhere to the governor's, you know, recommendations and still run our business? We're going to do the best job we can do, you know, under those circumstances. Week four, June 8th, which is really for us the start of summer, we'll be back to normal schedule, normal hours, and our outdoor pools will open up at that time.
All right, a couple questions. Number one, with all these guidelines, when you finally do open up the locker rooms, let's go with the exercise rooms. You always have spray bottles and stuff over there for people to wipe down the equipment.
Yep.
My observation is probably 25% of the people do that. Are we going to start trying to make sure that everybody wipes the equipment down after they've used it?
Yeah, so we're going to have extra staff on the floor that, let's say you're on a treadmill. As soon as you get off the treadmill, we're going to wipe. You might wipe it down, but we're going to wipe it down also. And then we're going to space off, you know, every other treadmill. And so it's going to be, I call it the new norm. And this is just going to be the new norm, you know, for us, how we operate. You know, most people are social distancing on their own now. And so, you know, well, the question is, what if they don't? Well, we're going to have to politely request that they help us with that.
Yeah.
And that's going to be, you know, a one-on-one conversation.
And when the locker rooms open, as far as showers and what have you, how are you going to handle that?
Yeah, so showers will be available. Lockers, we're going to space the lockers out to where, you know, every third locker you'll use. But there again, my personal opinion is people are going to self-distance even in the locker rooms. And then, you know, during week week one and two, we're going to shut the facilities down from 2 to 3 every day for some deep cleaning.
Yeah.
And so that will give us an opportunity to really go through and do our best to make the facilities as sanitary as possible.
Has Brother Zamorski put a pencil to all of this to figure out how this is going to work into the budget? Because I imagine this gets rather expensive.
It does, and he's nervous. I'm a little nervous.
As every CPA is.
Yeah, so we're just going to do the best we can do. You know, and the other question, too, is are folks going to come back to the Y? And what I would tell you is it's really an individual choice. It's an individual decision based on how you feel comfortable. What I would say is that if you're in any of the categories that, you know, everybody's talked about, you know, the Y is probably a place that you probably need to stay away from for a little while. Until we can get a little farther along with the, you know, the virus.
And you mentioned, for instance, initially the first 2 or 3 weeks, you're encouraging people who are, I don't know, undergoing cancer treatment or what have you.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, if you're diabetic, and everybody knows kind of the folks who are at risk, obviously seniors, particularly seniors in nursing homes. But, you know, the other side to this, and people don't talk about too much, is, you know, 99% of the population is going to be okay with this virus. We, you know, some folks are going to get sick. Some folks are going to get, you know, have more complications. Generally, most people are going to be okay. You know, everybody's waiting on the vaccine. Vaccine isn't 100% effective, and not everybody's going to take the vaccine. So, you know, closing, not closing, you know, as more people mingle, we're going to get a little farther along with this virus, and it's going to become part of our cocktail that we deal with every year.
All right. I know there are hundreds of parents out there who are asking the question, what about Camp Thunderbird?
Yes, sir.
Camp Thunderbird. Okay. Sorry.
I'm going to hurt you.
What about summer camp?
Strike that. Yeah, so Camp Cherokee. So our plan is,
crazy.
You know, DHEC, CDC, and the American Camping Association have some really good guidelines that we're going to follow related to what we do and how we do it. And that is easier said than done in a resident camp setting. But we are planning to have camp June 7th. And, you know, we've had this camp dating back to 1945 every year, except one, I think. And so we're excited to have that. I know, speaking from a parent standpoint, my 10-year-old daughter is excited to be able to go to Camp Cherokee. And my 15-year-old son's going to be a, you know, an LIT out there. We are going to send our kids to camp.
Good.
And we know that generally they're going to be okay.
Good. Well, Kirk, welcome to Rock Hill,
York County. Thank you.
I'm sure we'll be chatting many, many, many times during your tenure here. And that's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right now, everybody, fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. We all know how to do this. It's in the white letters, and we say it together at the count of three as loud as you can. Are you ready now? 1, 2, 3.
Slice. Garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll see you on the radio on Monday. Bye. South Carolina.